What's up, Courtney?
What's going down, man?
Not much, man. Feeding my little one.
Feeding your little one? That's what's up, man. Got you. Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Milk vs. Solid Food Podcast, powered by the Finished Works brand. God bless all of you guys for tuning in once again to the cause, man, and to the pod. Check us out on social media at Instagram at the Finished Works brand. And check us out, the Finished Works brand. No, finishedworksbrand.com. Check out some merch. Check out a little bit on the background of myself and Josh, the co-founders of that thing. And we're going to do a quick podcast for y'all real quick, man. Jay, how you feeling?
Yeah, so y'all probably hear me. My voice, I sound like Lou Ross or Barry Wright, Barry White or someone right now, man. I've been down and out since last Sunday, so that's the whole reason we didn't do a podcast last week. And I'm drowsy now, and I haven't even taken any medicine. But, you know, I rap with Courtney. It's like, man, let's just get one in, whether it's 20, 30 minutes or whatever. So yeah, I'm going to be a trooper.
Got you, man. Minutes. And I appreciate you, man. And like we were speaking beforehand when we got on the phone, I wasn't doing anything anyway, man. I was just enjoying the Sunday and cleaning up, man. And I did something goofy, man. But out of the goofiness, I thought of an invention. So I'm not going to try to keep it to myself. I'm going to tell y'all that's listening. So I was cleaning up the house because my wife, you know, she's taking a nap or whatever, and my kids are, you know, downstairs being kids. So my boys are getting to the age now where they're just throwing clothes anywhere. You know, we opened up their room and we just getting hit with all types of smells. I'm like, man, we got dirty socks on certain spots, man, underwear everywhere. I'm like, yo, y'all got to keep your room cleaned up. So my wife, man, she has OCD, man. She has to have the house a certain way as far as just being clean, and it got to smell a certain way. So that rubbed off on me. So now I'm looking like, all right, y'all not about to, you know, how do I say this carefully? I don't want to say the N word. Ladies, y'all know what that is, you know, but she's going to have some paragraphs to say to me and the kids, man, if it's not a certain way. Let's leave it at that. So she went out, and Jay, maybe you can help me on this, man. She went, I guess they sell these things at the dollar store. They look like cups, but they got like this smells good with the vent at the top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so she bought like four of those, man. She just got them spread out, you know, bathroom and in their rooms, right? So as I'm cleaning, I'm trying to be all like, man, how do I get this smelling right? So I opened up the vent on the floor, and I stuck one in my son's room, Tigger's room, and the air, the heat kicked on. So it started blasting the smell through his room. I'm like, yo, this is dope. So I go in the twins' room, right? And I do the same thing, but how the air duct is positioned, it goes down maybe a few inches, and then it makes a sharp horizontal bend. And when I put the little cup thingy with the smell good in it, it rolled down in the air duct. So I'm like, shoot, you know, I'm panicking. I'm like, man, this thing might fall into the furnace. That's a $1,600 bill. I'm like, man, I got to get this thing up out of here. So I go into the bedroom and I get a wired hanger. I'm like I'm about to, you know, try to unlock myself out of my car or whatever and try to get in. So, man, that failed horribly, man. I'm taking pictures to see where it's at, and it's down in there, man. So I try. You know, I'm skinny, man, so I got long arms. Trying to reach into the vent, man, and it's not working at all. Man, I'm pulling up old Cheetos and crayons. I'm like, man, these little dudes in here are crazy, man. They throwing everything in the vent. So I'm mad at them, getting ready to make them do wall squats, man, for littering in the house. So I go downstairs. I'm thinking, man, I'm like, man. And this invention came in my head. You know, I thought about Batman. I'm like, man, Batman would have a gadget to get that thing. And the invention I was thinking of, bro, was like an adjustable arm. But it'd be like a Swift Army knife with all types of gadgets on it for whatever you may need at that situation. So in this situation, since I got that canister at the inside of the air duct, I thought about, hey, if I had something at the end of this thing, man, like a suction cup with some crazy glue on it, and at the end of it, on the handle part, there was a button for me to launch that thing out to grab it and pull it in. I'm in the game. I'm like, hey, that's a good invention to have. So that's the invention. If you, some of y'all engineers out there, or y'all got some connects, whip that thing up, man, and see what that'll get you in life. I'm going to try to look into it myself. But if I can pull it off, man, I think there's, that might be a lucrative business. And I sell them for $7.99 a pop at Walmart, Amazon, Target. You give me my propers on that, too. If you do come out with that invention, I just want 7%. That's fair, right? 7% is cool, Jay. I'll take 7% for that invention. So, yeah, that's been my afternoon thus far, man.
Man, I literally went to church. I ain't have nothing as action packed as that, man. I went to church and I barely remember, man. I was there, but I wasn't there, man. Like I said, I've been fighting these sinuses, man.
Yeah, man. And Lord willing, I don't want to really jinx you, my guy, man. But as you know, shout out to spring, man, which is going to be this Wednesday, which really doesn't matter here in Indiana, man, because spring going to come when Indiana weather decides to just, you know, right. Recognize spring, which can be the first day of June or middle of May, right. Living here in the Midwest, man. But I'm kind of nervous myself. I just got over asthma maybe 2 years ago. Doctor gave me a call, was like, hey, man, you have no signs of asthma. And I had asthma since I was 10. So to hear that news, man, I still carry a rescue inhaler on me. But as a mailman, I always get my pathways always close up super tight spring and fall. So when everything's coming to life and blossoming, I'm wheezing. I'm about to pass out on the route. Or fall when everything dies and I'm smelling everything and, you know, my air paths just close up, man. I'm wheezing and everything. So he said I don't have asthma, but I have, you know, I just keep my emergency inhaler just in case I can't really breathe. But, you know, as far as the main systems of having asthma attacks and things of that nature, is officially gone. Yeah. So hopefully you can survive this, man. And I know you're around a lot of kids, man. So that's where some of the, you know, airborne pathogens is coming, man, through and all of that.
Yeah, the kids in the high school keep me sick. That's a fact. The kids keep me sick. Man. That's a fact.
Yeah, so, you know, we need some inventions for that, too. I mean, you still got the Lysol, disinfectant sprays, and wipes, man. But, you know, speaking of inventions, man, one of our conversations earlier were, and for us, man, coming from a Christian point of view, we don't want to segregate people groups that God has created. But I just had this wild idea that I kind of want to see the first black car line that's predominantly black owned, that, you know, there's a board of blacks that come together and create a vehicle, because
yeah, a board of engineers.
Yeah. Black. Like all black board of engineers to come up with a vehicle, like a line of vehicles, man, from, you know, even in the airplane industry, man. I forget the terminology for that, man. Maybe you got me on that, but I just want to see a first airplane built. I want to see a line of vehicles from sedan, SUV, crossover, minivan, truck that's basically black created. Now we have, as people, been predominantly we have some good influence as far as certain attributes to the vehicles, from tailgate, step ladders, and things of that nature that have been influenced by us. But I want to see that first vehicle created by blacks.
That'd be great.
I think it would, because it's like, for us, man, genetically, I'm not even going to use no term on that, but whatever God has put into us as far as individuality is concerned, anything that we touch, I'm not saying all black people, because not all black people can dress, you know, I don't want to have that stigmatism or a stereotype, but there's just,
what you're about to say. It's kind of like how, like, hip hop is the number one genre.
Right.
Like, whatever's cool, hip hop is either doing it or already done it.
Yeah. We're pretty much in the, you know, ahead of that thing, man. But one of the things that I just wanted, you know, we're so innovative, and then we may have the same outfit on, but we can tweak some things here and there to make it ours. And I think since we've made so many waves in every aspect of how the culture is looked upon from vehicles, man, you know, we're putting candy paint on cars, we're putting big rims on things, you know, we're making cars look like trucks with house features, you know, they got internet and iPads in these cars now rolling around, man, you know, and I think it's been give or take on both ends, man, even with the Europeans in Europe, as far as making Bentleys and some of those European cars with the umbrella in the door. We got the wine cups and the refrigerators in there to keep the wine. Everything's innovative. So I'm not saying that is, you know, one-sided to blacks. I think it's just, if you have that niche, I don't care what people group you are, but I would like to first see something done by us, because it's never been done before, and I think that'd be dope.
Gotcha. Or even if it's like a black guy, you know, with an idea for a car, and you know, had help from as anybody, that'd be cool too. That would be dope.
Absolutely, man. So I would love to see something like that, man, to where we kind of shake up the culture in that way. And then that helps, you know, produce some jobs as well for us as well, for everybody, man. Because, you know, one of our convos from yesterday, man, we spoke of as far as the vehicles to success in the black community or black. You know, I don't like saying black community, but I would use it for this one, for this segment. You know, I because we always get into sports, entertainment, and grooming or the beauty category. Those are the vehicles that we drive the most, man, to success, because that's what we predominantly see growing up. And I think if we were to really use our imagination, you know, which you can speak more to that, Jay, we only mimic what we see. You know, as far as our community is concerned, you know, we're used to seeing the person with the basketball or using our athleticism, but we also have brilliant minds as well, too, to come up with some of those innovations.
Well, let's add some context. Like, I've learned to, where I work at, man, for any new listeners, man, where I work at, I'm one of the few, actually, I am the only black, I'm freaking, like, adult around that I know of. So, one thing I've learned from, like, the culture where I'm at, man, there's a lot of kids that are just like us, but there's a lot more kids that I've ever seen in my life that have some type of plan. And, you know, when we grew up, nobody had a plan. I couldn't even picture myself past the age of 25. Like, I couldn't even picture myself past whatever age I was on, let alone have a five-year plan. So, and nobody around me spoke about college or, well, at a brief period they did, though, man, but that all went down the drain. But, like, I didn't really, you know, hear about school. I didn't really hear about, you know, paying bills and stuff like that. So, there's kids that I speak to, man, that are Caucasian, and I learn a lot from them currently. And they're, you know, white adults. Mm-hmm. I learn a lot from them currently, man, them going through school. And I think I spoke about it in the previous podcast that I'm going to end up going to school, but it was me getting some game on school and just how the, you know, the systems are. And I'm like, dang, I don't think that resonates a lot with white people. They don't get that. Like, I never even knew about, like, you know, your 401ks or, you know what I'm saying? And retirement and college like that. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing I knew to do where I saw, like, representation of my skin color was sports. You know what I mean? And then I saw MJ on TV. I didn't see anybody in books until, shoot, for a long time. I didn't see any representation in, like, picture books, man. I just left a review on a book on Amazon that I bought for my daughter, man. I said, you know, growing up, I didn't see representation. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't even see representation of what I could be. So I said, right. I'm grateful that we're in different times and my daughter can see something and she can be like it. And And get this, I didn't even want to be like dad because I didn't know dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with Courtney and saying like, man, it'd be cool if we can see like some, you know, just one black engineer. Cause I don't know none. I'm not saying there's none. I just don't know anything. But I'm,
yeah, our circle doesn't extend yet to those people.
But
yet. I know one engineer that's black. No, but you do too, Josh.
But I know. I know a lot of young kids right now that I have the pleasure of working with and training. It's like, I can name like five right now that have not even graduated and they're all going to school to be an engineer. I've never heard of that ever. So like, if I was to say this, and look, when we say stuff to bridge a gap, so we ain't saying stuff to isolate, like Courtney said. So listen, so if you're listening to this podcast and that's the vibe you're getting, that's not the intent. But what we're saying is we come from a different scope than some of the white listenership. We don't. Mm-hmm. I repeat, pardon me, because I sound like Lou Rawls, man. Mm-hmm. I never heard it. I'm like, man, you want to be a what, dude? I got inspired, man. It's about a kid. Like I'm, you know, in my 30s, but I'm inspired. I'm like, man, that's amazing.
I'm inspired too, and just to piggyback off of what you're saying, Jay, like what Jay and I are experiencing, we're being privy to some more information that we didn't have at that age coming up.
So we like little sponges right now, man.
Yeah, we want to pass it on to our kids in a sense, like, hey, because this is really only in the Western hemisphere, Western culture, that it's so isolated with people groups, man. Like, we wouldn't have this if we didn't have God's lens on everything and his perspective. Because it's okay to rub off of other cultures and let other cultures rub off on you as you rub off on them to pick up certain things. Man, that's what we're here for, you know, to learn from one another. You know, I don't want everything to be predominantly black, man, because there's some attributes that I love about us and there are some that I don't. There's some that I love about the Asian and Indian and white, communities as well too, that I can glean and learn from. You know what I mean? There's people of all, you know, shades and ethnicities that have great skills, man, that we can benefit from. And, you know, we don't want to be a jack of all trades and master of none, but, you know, there's some things that we would like to add to our tool belt, man, because, you know, as Josh was saying with the 401ks and college, those are nothing but tools that validate scripture. The Bible says, you know, a good man leads an inheritance to his children. So in this, in Western civilization, man, you know, we're blessed to be in a lucrative country to where we can fulfill those commands in the Bible, you know, from a biblical standpoint.
Amen. Facts.
So if we can take advantage of the 401ks and be wise and be good stewards with our money, we can set our children up, man. So they're not out here leaning on their own understanding and knocking over people and robbing folks. You know what I mean? So we want them to live with a standard, with God's standard over their head, and not only read the Bible, but do what the word says, you know, and raise them up to be solid members of society, men and women. So that's what we're trying to portray to you guys on this, though. So not to segregate or anything, but
because we come from a biblical scope. That's where we come from.
Right, absolutely. So, we just happy to be privy to the information, man, so we can get on game ourselves, man, and call it wonderful.
And that's another thing, you know, we got to, you guys, you're listening to the Finish Works Brand podcast. But that brand alone is something we can leave to our kids. Like my daughter,
absolutely.
My daughter already wants to press clothes, and like I'm like, and the way it's looking, like she's into fashion. My daughter loves bracelets and jewelry, and she likes, you know, she picks her own shoes, and she wants to put. She knows our logo. She'll say, "Oh, that's the Finish Work brand." She wants to put it on her clothes. I'm like, maybe so, you know, something. Someday that she can have her own brand under the Finish Works brand. And we also got some stuff for a non-for-profit brand that we're
in the works.
In the works currently. You know what I mean? So, and that's something we can leave our kids too. You know what I mean? When I say kids, like my kids and Courtney's kids, you know my little nephews and stuff over there. You know what I mean? So that's we did this recently. We didn't know anything about that. So we say this for the old people too, man, that's not privy to any of the information growing up. like, yo, it ain't too late to do something right now, man. That's one of the pros of social media. Like, you can have something, you can curate your own, I don't want to say fan base, man, because I really don't like saying fans, but I'll say like supporters, and you can be successful in your own right to that. Doesn't mean you, everybody in America know you, but you can be, you know, influential in your community. You can, you know, for us, you can, you know, honor God through all avenues of what you do. You know what I mean? And that, you know, that's what we do, man. So,
yeah, absolutely. So,
and then let me say this too, man. Let me say this too, because it's biblical, man. Seek me in everything, man. So that's what we doing. Like, these young kids that are 14, 15, 16, that I listen to the youth, man. I listen to them, man. I don't look down on them because they got now. We old farts. Right. We old farts is, you know what I mean? We on our way out the door. So
yeah, we lingering, man, basically. So we getting ready. That smell getting ready to get up out of here before the next wind come through, man. So not to be disgusting.
Yeah, I mean.
But, you know. But yeah, man. So, you know, now just as Jay said that, you know, we listen to you guys, I think it would be only beneficial that you listen to us, man, that were once in your shoes, you know. I always use this analogy. If I'm going down a one-way street or a dead-end street and I see that there's nothing there and my car is backing up, but you're headed to the same direction that I'm backing up from, I'm gonna stop and be like, roll my window down and be like, hey, there's nothing down this path. You might as well back up with me now because I've already been down here. There's nothing down here. You know, let's go somewhere else.
Yep.
Where there's more roads so we can travel and get to where, you know, get to our destination. So, you know, I hope that you guys take some of the information that, you know, that Jay and I have received and trying to really implement into our lives, man, to better the future of those that are going to come after us. And like you said, you guys have next. So I would do things that are going to really benefit my tomorrow or impact my tomorrow in a positive way. You know, there's a lot of opinions out there, man, about, you know, economic equality, though, or, you know, equality, man, which doesn't make any sense because, yeah, I can give, you know, the government, which, you know, you don't want them to take care of you. But, you know, what if they did get everybody $1 million? Not everybody has the same brain. Some might squander there. Some, you know, it's kind of like in the Bible, you have the three servants when God gives them each a talent, or the master gives them each a talent, you know. Two of them invested, one buried.
It's in the book of Matthew.
You know, it's in the book of Matthew. So they all have
reference point, man. Somebody want to
okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Jay. So that's what I'm getting at. Now that, you know, we may have the same measurements in our hand, but as far as our brain capacity, not everybody thinks the same.
Man.
So the only way that you're really going to get ahead in America's society is to be different, to be innovative, to have a passion about something, and to use it to your advantage, you know.
Yeah.
So you can have $1 million though and not even know what to do with it. You know, the word says in the Proverbs, you know, what good is money in the fool's hands if he doesn't have any wisdom to do anything with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we just want you guys to really think, you know, if you're in high school, man, please, you know, consider your future, man, because high school goes by quick. You know, once you're a senior, man, it goes by so quick, and then you're pretty much out there, and you're going to be like Jay and I was, man. We didn't plan for the future. We just, you know, all right, man, we graduated. We're going to go get a job because, you know, we got to eat, need some stability, you know what I mean? So, you know, we want you guys to at least have a plan, man, to do something, man, that's going to impact the community, man, and benefit the economy, man, and go from there.
Yes, sir. Man, we go ahead and call this quicks, man, because I'm over here, bro. Hey, I'm leaning on the side of the bed right now. Like, my knees is on the bed, and, like, my torso is leaning on the bed. Like, I'm just laying down, man. Like, I'm out of it. So, hey. Now, y'all hear my voice, man. And if you new listening, this is not how I sound.
Hey, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. Once again, man, God bless you, man.
Oh,
thank you
hold
for
on,
your
one more
ear,
thing.
Man, for these...
we some wrestling heads, man. I just want to shout out, man, the Harlem Heat for making it into the WWE Hall of Fame, man. That's
YouTube.
One of my favorite wrestling groups of all time. Wrestling.
Yeah,
down south.
Yeah, wrestling down south, man. One of the best tag team duos, man. to grace the canvas, yeah. man. So shout out to them and the other inductees and as well, man. We 90s but
they,
kids.
They
man,
go
so.
Into what we're talking about too. They were like one of the first championship, one of the first African American champion tag team partners. You know what I mean? So that goes into what we, you know, seeing. So and then we'll call it quits. And I repeat, man, we growing up, man, we didn't see too much representation of like what black men can do besides being a D-boy in the corner selling drugs, basketball, you know, or a sport. But I see I remember watching Booker T and Stevie Ray, aka Harlem Heat. And I wanted to be a wrestler, bro. I had my own name, I had my own
brand. Man, you and I both.
So that was, you know what I mean? That was a young man or a lot of young men trying to find themselves.
Right.
What's up, guys? You're hearing this because there were some technical difficulties on the last podcast, so I just want to say our apologies, but I just want to close this thing out properly. We just want to say thank you for tuning in. Pray for us. We're praying for listeners. And please keep me in prayer because I'm super duper drowsy. So we are out. Nori, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.